interpretation. But when time passes, as it has done repeatedly, those who moved out upon time fall back into coldness, darkness, and sin, and it is almost impossible to arouse their consciousness without some great excitement. Brothers and sisters, how many people have been totally swept away from these four predictions of this brother of the 1260, 1290, and 1335 day for a day application at the end of the world in Daniel 12 in direct contradiction to what the pioneers came to understand about these time prophecies? Brothers and sisters, the same things that she says was happening in her day and age by these false applications is happening in Adventism today, and I know many of the listeners maybe aren't aware of these people that are teaching these things, but they are teaching it. We are here. This is one of the indications that we are at the very end. And brothers and sisters, from a misunderstanding on Daniel chapter 12, people are losing their salvation. They're becoming colder and colder due to these false predictions, to where it's almost impossible to arouse their consciousness without some great excitement. And the message for the hour is not a message of excitement. Now, I said earlier in one of these quotes that Sister White doesn't just say that we'll never know the day and hour of Christ's return. Let's look at a couple other passages along that line to bring that thought to a close. Testimonies to Ministers, page 55. Let all our brethren and sisters beware of anyone who would set a time for the Lord to fulfill His word in regard to His coming, or in regard to any other promise He has made of special significance. Brothers and sisters, invariably you'll find these brethren that reapply these time prophecies at the end of the world. They'll have the 1335 coming to a conclusion somewhere just at the very end of the world, and they'll have to invent some blessing. They'll tie some event that we understand will take place at the end of the world, and they'll say this is the blessing that fulfills the 1335 day for a day application. And Sister White says that not only will we not know the day and hour for the return of the Lord, but we will not know let me read it again, to fulfill His word in regard to His coming, or in regard to any other promise He has made of special significance. And one of the classic promises that these brethren that misapply these prophecies point to is they say the 1335 day for a day application is fulfilled when the day and hour of Christ's return is announced to God's faithful people.